Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd. Back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, if you're in the cattle business, you realize the past few weeks have been a roller coaster for the cattle markets. I had the opportunity to sit down with Vice President of Operations at Farm Data Services, Oklahoma cattle producer Clay Bertram, to talk a little bit about livestock risk protection and how it can work for you.
Well, if you've ever been on a roller coaster, that is what we are on in the cattle market if you've rode this ride since last fall. And I'm going to speak a little bit from personal experience here. You know,
please do.
I've got calves on wheat pasture that I've had insured since they were born. Mm-hmm. Bertram Cattle bought insurance for them for when they were babies, and we insured them through October, and then we reinsured those cattle now through wheat pasture and grazing. We're going to market those cattle probably here in the next 60 days. So let's fast forward to the calves that have been born here in the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. Those cattle are now insured also with the volatility, and when I'm going to call it the bovine respiratory disease, as the bovine practitioners are wanting us to call it now and not bird flu, that we're talking about now. You know, a couple weeks ago when this started coming out, I started looking at the price protection. How much do I want to spend for that calf for next fall? I may not market that calf, but I need some protection. Just for an example, I insured my calves for about $1,600 a head for about $40. You know, that's just minimal amount of dollars for some type of protection for my calves that I have on the ground now. So we got to look at those marketing opportunities and what does that look like on this roller coaster of a market. Last Friday we were down $4 or $5. Mm-hmm. Monday we put it all back on, and today we're up $2. But, you know, you have to look at what the price protection looks like for your operation.
To hear my complete conversation about LRP with Clay Bertram, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.